Village Around Lake, Committee of the Whole, June 15th, 2015.
I'd like to call to order the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for June 15, 2015 at 7:21 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Coyne.
Here.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley. Trustee
Newby. Present. Trustee
Rodriguez.
Trustee Chernow. Present. No public comments. Right down to Public Works. Approve the minutes. 2.1. Sorry.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On the Public Works Facility of Capital Assets and Engineering, approved a quote for a light pole replacement on Long Lake Drive.
We went out to contractors to get quotes for the Long Lake Drive light pole replacement. The lowest bidder was Lion Taylor Electric Company at $22,900. Staff is recommending that this work be approved. We feel it is important. Please note that it is more than what we had estimated it would cost, and the budget that we're taking it out of only has $20,000 in it, so we should be going at least $3,000 over our amount of budget for that item.
Where's the money coming from? Extra money?
The extra money right now is going to be taken from a staff member that is retired and has not been working for us and has paid a lot of salary for the past couple of months. And that should be more than
all the sides of the room before they lay down and give also a great move forward.
Any other discussion? We'll move this to the consent agenda. Approve the purchase of the Xylem controller and six transformers for a sanitary lift station.
The existing removal controller for the Arden lift station is deteriorating. It has to be reset every time the generator's run, which is once a week. If we lose power in a storm, the liquid level controller will not function properly, and the wet well will fill up until it hits the wet well alarm limit, which time the backup pumps will kick on. We'd like to get a new controller so that the lift station runs properly.
It's a long-time needed thing to cover that, so we need to definitely.
Any questions from the board? We'll move this to the consent agenda. Special events, the only thing we have to talk about for the departments is the parade that we just spoke of. And Chief, we got your email for requests for volunteers for National Night Out when it's coming up. And thank you for the bribe with hot dogs. I will take it. I've not taken a bribe since I've been in office, but a hot dog, I don't think I can resist.
Actually, you're going to be working, so I'll have that.
There you go.
Mr.
Kimberly,
you know I love humor, but this I always hate this humor.
I'm trying to restrain the
trustees. Very good. Police Department, the purchase of police vehicles.
Mayor McKillis, the number so far. The agenda item summary that you have before you is the police department is seeking permission or your approval to purchase four replacement police vehicles. We're asking to buy four Explorers this year. And the prices that we got, Curry Motors, quoted a price of $25,725 each for a total of $102,900 that includes delivery. They were the lowest at the other bids are Landmark Ford, Victor Ford, and Wright Automotive. We have requested two others, Kaiser Ford and Morrow Brothers, and they did not respond. Included in this request were asking permission to purchase the necessary equipment, the emergency equipment for those vehicles. I can't tell you what we need before we start building. We have the money budgeted for both items, the car.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir. Trustee Frank.
The two liaisons are close to view the information, and that we do have it within our budget to do it. And we have no other issues unless another trustee has one.
I have a question on how many? Is it four?
Four.
Okay, so will we be taking the four that we use as a general use among the new parts of the Southern Reserve or
elsewhere? I'll replace the SUV that is US Auto Garage. The SUV that is in the detectives currently, but it's on its last day. And then two of the oldest squad cars that are also, one of them we aren't even using because it's really worn out.
Do we have any reserves now based on the crashes?
We have plenty of cars where if something crashes, for example, one that we have parked right now, we're making it like this. And one other thing, we're going to buy them if we can in silver.
This one can call it the cheese car, and it's very, very nice.
What did I start it for?
Yeah, very, very nice.
Very good. So the rest of the board agree to move this forward?
Absolutely.
So we shall. And then the purchase of building park vehicle.
The next item is then like the summary that you have about a Ford pickup truck, an F-250 regular cash pickup truck, that I will replace the secondary last building department vehicle, the Ford Ranger that needs to be replaced, at a cost of $19,605. That'll have some minor costs for lighting the equipment as well. This one is a somewhat complicated bidding process or quote process because we're in the middle of a model changeover. And we were able to get the F-250, which was available on the state, for far less, as you can see, than in 2015 at Columbia. So we've elected the secret commission to buy the F-250.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, sure.
We need
to do it. This will be the standard body, lock the aluminum body.
Correct.
Board fine with this?
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Sure.
We'll move this forward also. Any suggested new topics? May I get a motion for adjournment?
Sir.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Crayley. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:30.